This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off another live Sunday edition of the program. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into one of those, and you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It is Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
As we jump into some of the news, both of y'all have some immigration-related stories. Richie, let's start with yours. There's some big money involved.
Maybe. Depending on your perspective, but yeah, some money involved.
So what's going on?
So let me give you the source first. CNS News.
That's a conservative right-wing news site.
It definitely is, and I found the article initially through Drudge, which is not liberal either. But the headline, report, taxpayers forking over up to $6,500 per illegal alien.
I wonder what that means, like per everyone that gets processed through the system or per everyone that's just in the United States?
Well, if you're processed through, you're not illegal.
No, what I mean is if they get picked up. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear with that. If they
process on the way out.
Yeah, they get snatched up. Like, is that the cost associated with, you know, rejecting them from the United States? Or is this
probably
just not.
It's probably those that come in illegally and then get on
various services,
welfare services. Yeah.
Well, of course, many so-called illegal aliens are not actually on welfare at all. So, right. I mean, it's not really fair to say that they're all costing that. So it's actually a certain number of them that are on welfare. So maybe per illegal alien on welfare, it's actually higher, whereas if you distribute it out over across all so-called illegal aliens, then it would be much lower. I don't know.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. I did not do the math.
Yeah.
Much of the media attention garnered by the border crisis typically revolves around states that border Mexico, like Arizona and Texas.
I love how it's called a crisis. Again, it's a conservative news site, right?
So, that's why I wanted to preface with that.
Yeah.
Because obviously I don't share the opinion of the site.
Yeah, yeah.
But I found the statistics fascinating when you look at it from, you know, our traditional libertarian perspective.
And I've heard like conservative talk show hosts lambasting the liberals for calling everything a crisis, but here they are using the very same terminology.
Because they're costing all of us Americans $6,500 a piece.
Well, I mean, the problem is the government welfare is costing you that. I mean, they're going to give that money to somebody. It's not like if all of a sudden, it's not like if tomorrow they build this giant wall and they manage to successfully keep immigrants from coming into the United States, that the welfare problem is going to go away.
But then it'll be Americans on welfare and that's okay.
Well, that's the thing. That's actually what so-called conservatives believe today.
Yeah. Even the jobs, right? Like they're taking American jobs while they're taking jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And would Americans have that job if they didn't? Maybe. Right, some, you know, a lot of times with the fruit picking or the vegetable picking, no one takes the job after
they don't want to work out in those fields.
Well, that's kind of a ridiculous position, because if I'm hiring for a job and nobody will take it at the offered wage, which is what is actually the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you gotta raise the wages.
I'm either gonna go out of business or I'm gonna raise the wages.
You're probably gonna go out of business because people don't want to pay $5 for an apple.
You might go out of business. Are you arguing in favor of like raising the wages for Americans to pick fruit then?
If you can't find people, regardless of whether we should have immigration or illegal immigration or not, it's not a true statement that you can't find someone to do a job. It's a true statement that you can't find someone to do a job
at
the price you want to pay.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
That's true. And people presumably would like to pay less for fruits and vegetables, not more. So if you have to increase the price that you pay your employees to pick those fruits and veggies, you're going to then have to increase the price at the store, and you're then, of course, subject to pretty intense competition from, say, Mexico, where they don't have to pay the same amount of money to their laborers to get the fruit.
Well, then Trump needs to raise tariffs on incoming fruit on Mexico so it keeps up with American jobs and wages, Ian.
So everyone has to pay more.
Everyone.
Well, I mean, then maybe it's not efficient for to be growing crops in the U.S.
No,
I don't know.
Be.
But it's just that, like that. It's just not a true statement. I can't find anybody to do this job. That's almost never accurate.
Okay,
you're correct.
Fair. February report reveals that devastating economic consequences of illegal aliens on a taxpayers as far north as Montana. Illegal aliens cost taxpayers in the 10 states with the fewest immigrants around $454 million per year, which works out to a net tax deficit of $4,000 to $6,500 per illegal, according to the report by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR.
I'm sure they're a fun bunch.
Probably not, but yeah. But they're the ones conducting the conservative sources.
I recognize that group name. I think they throw like a talk show conference thing in D.C. every year where all the right-wing, you know, conservative frothing-at-the-mouth talk show hosts show up, and they all talk about how much they hate immigration and things like that for however many days it is. It sounds just awful.
I'm glad you don't go.
Yeah.
In many ways, the influx of immigrants into less populous areas of the country has an even greater impact on long-time residents than it does in larger and more urban areas, FAIR President Dan Stein said in the report's news release. These areas have neither the tax base nor the economic and social infrastructure to accommodate the needs of the growing number of immigrants taking up residence. FAIR examined migration to Alaska, Maine, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, that's us, North Dakota, South Dakota, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming in its study and found that 88,000 out of the 415,000 foreign-born residents in these states are illegal aliens, or 21%. Around 35,000 others are citizen children of illegal aliens.
So it was 88,000 out of 400-some thousand?
Right. So
okay.
Of the foreign-born residents mm-hmm. in those states that I listed off, 21% were illegal aliens, and then another, I guess, what was it, 10 or so percent, a little less than 10%, 9%, are citizen children of illegal aliens.
Got it.
So overrunning these you know, small towns. Many local officials tout immigration, including illegal immigration, as a remedy to economic stagnation. However, as this report reveals, the reality is precisely the opposite.
Sure.
That's why I said the numbers are fascinating. Illegal immigration, in particular, drives down wages and inhibits job opportunities for legal residents while bringing more low-skilled, low-wage workers to these states.
How insulting. I mean, the suggestion is that because you're an illegal immigrant, you're lower skill. I mean, that's not true, necessarily.
It like, pretty much is, because if you have skills, you can get in legally, or you have skills to get the money to get in legally.
You think so? It's not that easy to do that. You know, it's like
right, but if you have skills, you can hire someone to get you in legally. So it's almost necessarily true that that's the case.
I don't know if I buy that. I mean, there's a lot of folks who don't want to jump through the insane paperwork.
You can pay your way in.
And the insane fees. That
right.
You have
so if
to
you
pay.
Have skills, you will presumably have money.
You can have
and
skills.
And buy your way in. And will be legal.
And, I don't know if that follows.
Yeah. And there's also limitations on the number of people that can come in. So it's not like you can just lay down a bunch of cash and get in here.
That's not true.
There are limits on the numbers of people that they will allow to come from every given country on the planet.
Well, now you're just talking about, like, bribing officials.
There are legal ways to bribe officials, I think we all know this.
Sure.
You can come in as a job creator, business owner. You have to pay, I think it's like 10 people X amount for however many years it is. You don't have to be profitable. You just have to employ that many people, and then congratulations, you have legal status.
Just because you're skilled, like you're a skilled accountant, for instance, you have the potential to make a decent amount of money doing accounting work. But, you know, if you're a skilled concrete technician or whatever the term is for that, you know, like you know how to lay down some concrete in a skilled manner, because there's an art to it, right? Like
yes.
You got to be able to do it the proper way. It's got to be graded appropriately, and you know, there's all this technical skill involved in doing a good job of that, they may not be able to make as much money as you. And just because they're skilled doesn't mean they're skilled in handling their money, right? Like, so they may be able to do a good job at work, but they may drink their profits.
These things are supporting your position.
My position is that just because you have skills doesn't mean that you just have an easy path to move to the United States through the legal immigration system. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's incredibly arduous to get through the legal system here. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at Edge.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program here, where we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. You can join us. The toll-free line is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. LibertyCon is coming up in April, April 3rd through the 5th. We will be broadcasting from the event, so look forward to seeing you there. I've never been to a LibertyCon before. I hear they are pretty great events. They're going to have some great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO. He'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. And there will be over 70 pro-liberty organizations in attendance. So you want to do some networking? This is going to be the place to do that. Plus, you'll get to see some cool debates. I will tell you more about those coming up a little bit later. LibertyCon.com, you can use code FTL. You'll save $10. And that's actually a significant chunk of the ticket price because these tickets are less than $100 for the regular ticket. And this is a three-day-long convention in a major city. So, to be able to get a convention ticket,
it's very affordable,
for under $100 is incredible. So you knock $10 off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And if you're a student, you get an even deeper discount on student tickets. They really want young people to attend this thing. There's even, I believe, travel scholarships available. As I understand it, that means they'll actually pay for you to get there, which is pretty cool if you're a student. LibertyCon.com. It's April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. There's even discounted hotel rooms for everybody that's attending the event because it's always best to stay in the hotel because, it's convenient. That way you roll out of bed, walk downstairs, and you're at the convention.
Yeah. And network with the other people staying in the hotel.
Exactly. After hours, things like that. Yeah. LibertyCon.com, April 3rd through the 5th. All right. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We've been talking about immigration. There's more to say about that.
Plenty more.
On the way here, but let's go first to Robert. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, sir. I've immigrated twice to foreign countries, and I just want to say if you can get the company for which you're working to transfer you to that country so that you can get a chance to work, continue working for them in the foreign environment for maybe a year or so, you can establish business relationships, banking relationships, personal relationships, and if you stay there for 20 years, you should have enough good connections, even people who love you, whereby you can really, really make tremendous strides and even leave your past way in the background. If people can't hear your accent that you come from a foreign country, they might think you come from a neighboring country if it's slightly off. And that'll give you a chance with those connections that you've established over that period of time to get all kinds of good contracts, to get people in the government to let you know where the work might be, and to even help you to arrange business relationships and get business meetings with the people, even in the governments that are in charge. Even if the governments try to stop you from getting information, you can have friends that will drop that stuff right in your lap if you have a good relationship with them, if you're a close personal relationship, just like it can be done any place in the world, and you can be extremely successful over that period of time.
So, great. So all you have to do is get a job with a multinational corporation that lets you transfer between countries.
Which may be harder than you think, but it's possible for some people.
Sure.
And so what you're talking about doing is what, as I understand it, is called a work visa, where if you have, a job waiting for you at this company in another country or in the United States,
right,
coming from outside of the United States, that that is one way to kind of get in for some amount of time. However, in the United States at least, which is not a particularly immigrant-friendly country, there are limits on the numbers of work visas that will be issued. Now, I don't know exactly in which category they limit. I don't know if it's limited per type of industry or per from which country they're coming or whatever, but there are caps on the maximum number. In fact, that's one of the points that the folks down at the crypto frontier in the Mariana Islands have pointed out, is that the Marianas actually have a separate set of rules for work visas where there's no caps.
Nice.
So they can take on as many workers as they need to from other countries, which is a really cool thing to be
able
to do.
Depress wages of the local.
Good. Bring the wages down. I mean, that was being this conservative news site that you brought in here tonight, Richie, was saying that that's a bad thing. But that's actually a good thing. If you bring wages down, that means costs go down. You can lower your prices to your customers. Pass on the savings.
There you go.
Go ahead, Robert.
If you have a skill which is very much in demand, you don't even have to worry about lowering your rates. As a matter of fact, I was one of the best that they had, and they were very sorry to see me go. And they paid me very, very well.
Yeah, that's true. If you are in high demand, you won't have to lower your rates. There's no doubt about that. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Unless, of course, the demand results in a larger supply of workers who also are highly skilled,
right,
who may actually, you know, provide rate competition, and then you might have to lower your rates if you want to stay in the same business.
So some of the wording for work visas in the United States say something to the effect of this person has unique skills to the job that cannot be offered elsewhere. Right, so if an American can do the job, then you don't get the work visa.
So you have
to offer something that an American could not offer otherwise in order to get it. In some cases, and I'm sure there's workarounds.
Not
and
a
political,
surprise.
Yeah,
political
sliding. In our immigration class in law school, they taught us how to phrase job descriptions so that you could not offer somebody, but you could get somebody into a work visa.
Right, because it would be unique. Like, their perspective or what they bring to the table is unique to them and their situation that, you know, wouldn't take away the job from an American.
Let's go to Jerome. He's in Charleston, also South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to speak, because there's a lot of people here in Charleston that don't want me talking to them because they're afraid of me, because they only want to hear one side of the story, and that's their side, okay? They only want to hear Republicans. But I just wanted to talk about how this lie that Trump kept going for years about President Obama wasn't born in this country, and he harassed the man to the point that the man got his birth certificate from Hawaii and got on national television. They interrupted regular programming for him to show that he's a naturalized citizen. Because Trump's so dumb, he doesn't know that Hawaii's one of the 50 states, okay? And Puerto Rico's a territory. So that's how stupid we got. The stupid we got going in the White House, okay? The guy's got a college degree, allegedly, but yet he doesn't know that being born in Hawaii, you're an American citizen too. So what kind of fool these people are supporting in this party, okay?
What about the argument that Obama went to college as a foreign student, though?
It's all a lie. And Trump kept that thing going for years, and a lot of these people like that Dumbo, Limbaugh, and Hannity, Clannity, they ran with that for years about him, until the man got fired, he got sick of it, and he got on national television, and he said, here's my certificate, now look at it. It's a government document. It's not a forgery.
To me, this whole thing over where Obama was born is the most pointless debate to have. The conservatives acting like this means something. Oh my God, he was born in Kenya. Oh my God, he's not a real citizen.
If you're a constitutionalist, it's absolutely relevant, though.
But it's not relevant, because what matters is what people do. And Obama and Trump and the rest of these presidents are people who are scum. I mean, they use violence to threaten the lives of innocent people. They kill, they murder innocent people, using the military in Middle Eastern countries. So Obama, even if he was born in Kenya, he didn't do anything significantly different than George W. Bush did in his term. But yet that's all the conservatives care about, is where his piece of paper says he's from.
Because we want an American doing those things, not a Kenyan.
We need an American committing murder. Thanks for the call tonight, Jerome. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. We'll talk more about immigration coming up as well. 855-450-3733. You can join us. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A suspect is in custody for shooting two New York City police officers in separate incidents in the Bronx this weekend. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
An attack on a police officer is an attack on all of us. It's an attack on a democratic society, a decent society. And it's intolerable. And we will not accept it. And we will fight back with everything we have because we have to protect not only New Yorkers, but everything that we believe in this city, a place where everyone can live in peace and decency and mutual respect.
Both police officers are expected to recover. Two U.S. Special Forces members were killed and six others were wounded when a man wearing an Afghan uniform opened fire on a joint base in the eastern Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currency like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org, DivvyProject.org. As we continue, we've been discussing immigration here tonight. You're welcome to weigh in. You can also bring up anything that you want. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, or hop into our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. We go first to Mike in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Mike. Hey, you're on the air.
All right, thank you. I just have a question.
Sure.
For clarification, a few minutes ago you were talking about with someone they were talking about, and you had mentioned something about lowering wages, which
yeah.
would then lower the cost of products.
It could, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Services as well?
Okay, and product services. Just to clarify, do you mean if just one company lowered their wages, that would then lower the prices of other things?
Not necessarily of other things, but if, for instance, you know, the cost of, in any given business, the highest costs you're going to pay are labor. The bulk of the costs in any business, whether it be a service-oriented business or manufacturing or whatever, it's going to be labor. So if you can reduce the cost of labor, then your overall costs go down, and you could pass on the savings in the form of lower costs of your product, your end product or service.
Gives you price advantage over your competition.
That's the price theory of value, though, and it's not accurate.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Yeah, so just because your costs are lower doesn't mean that you're going to lower your prices.
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but it means you can. And if I am if I'm in competition with other people and my costs go down, if I can cut my costs by a third or something like that, or a quarter or whatever, then that means that I can cut my costs at the end retail product or whatever.
But there
are
industries that sell at high profit margins.
Sure.
You're missing my point.
Yeah.
You're missing my point. My point is this, is in order for something like that to work, when the cost of living, the cost of rent, the cost of whatever, wouldn't all companies across the board have to do that in order for that to work? Because if you have 100 companies,
yeah, I mean,
and only one company does it, that doesn't work.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that the workers need to, you know, pay the rent or whatever, and I get that. But yeah, if we didn't have pesky things like the minimum wage, for instance, that could artificially increase wages. Now, there are, of course, a lot of companies that pay much greater than the minimum wage, and that's because of competition for labor. But if there was the freedom to contract and actually say, well, I'm willing to work for $3 an hour because of whatever circumstance, if I were free to do that, if people, you know, if overall there was a drive down on wages, then yeah, I think you would see prices coming down. But yeah, certainly.
It could cascade, definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's possible.
Here's what I believe, and I think that the track record proves this. The reason why the United States is the wealthiest country in the world is because of the free market. And
yeah,
because
I totally agree.
Capitalism.
Well, okay, but unfortunately we don't have a free market, okay? We have a market that is, say, less burdened by regulation than some other markets on the planet. We have a market that may have more freedom in it than other markets on the planet, but it's not a free market. Any place where you have to go and ask permission to do something, you don't have freedom. And in most places in the United States, there's a bunch of bureaucrats around with their hands out demanding your money and your obedience in order for you to be able to have a business. So I love the idea of the free market, and I fully support it. Unfortunately, we don't have one. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, here, I'll leave this thought with you to answer your question. Someone told me sometime, and I agree with it. There is never a shortage of money, only a shortage of ideas. Someone came up with the idea to have your radio show. Everything that has ever existed as far as, you know, free market capitalism or inventing that particular widget came from an idea.
That's right.
So if you have an idea about something that could work, then, you know, I say more power to you. Let's see if that works.
And absolutely.
The free market will determine if that item or widget is successful.
You are absolutely right. If we actually had a free market, that would be true.
Well, in the U.S., that is generally true. There are
no,
more
it's not.
Industries
not if there's
where
a bunch of bureaucrats that stand in your way. Not if
right. There are industries where that's more true than not true.
Sure. I mean, look, I totally agree with you, Mike. If there were an actual free market where if you had an idea, you could just go and do that thing without having to beg permission from some government bureaucracy, some bunch of unaccountable scumbag bureaucrats who think they know how to run your business and run your life, are going to stand in your way and demand that you pay them a bunch of fees and fines and licensing and hoop jumping and ridiculous all kinds of rules rules that they've just arbitrarily created to make sure that whatever excuse they, you know, put in front of you, if you could actually just go ahead and create your idea without having to beg for permission, then yeah, that would absolutely be true. But unfortunately, you've got these bureaucracies that make those who are the idea people, you know, frustrated because they can't just do the things that they want to do. They can't just start a business without having to jump through hoops and fill out paperwork. And then in a lot of cases, they'll be denied.
And the wages would be determined in the marketplace as well.
Yeah, both, as they
both
should be.
Pushed up and pushed down.
So I totally agree with you, Mike.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
About the bureaucracy of things. That's been that way for a very long time.
Sure.
However, there's still people coming up with great ideas and being successful.
Absolutely.
So
I don't think we disagree on anything so far.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Just imagine how much better it would be, though, if we didn't have this government standing in the way of all these people with the great ideas.
I understand what you're saying, but that's not going to stop me from coming up with an idea.
I'm not saying it should stop you.
Well, yeah, so basically we have a state that's kind of holding everything back, but you still have to take personal responsibility of, like, okay, even in the presence of this gang, I'm still going to succeed because I can do XYZ when I should be able to do XYZAB.
I feel like you're expecting some pushback from us, and
we're not going to disagree. I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. I think you're absolutely right on.
Well, I the young lady that just spoke, I think she hit the nail on the head for me. And, yeah, you got to work at it. There's no such thing as something for nothing.
Right. But unfortunately, the reality of it is there are a certain group of people out there. And, you know, if you've got the drive to see something through, you know, where there's a will, there's a way for the most part. Unless, of course, you know, you want to get into the gun business, in which case it doesn't matter what kind of will you have. The government bureaucrats will stand in your way.
3D printing, man.
They will stop you from, well, look what they did to Cody Wilson.
Well, they didn't get him on the gun thing, though.
But look what they did to him.
You're correct.
Don't frequent backdoor-type websites.
But wait a minute. Even if he hadn't done that, they still came after him with lawsuits. They tried to prohibit him from simply publishing the gun plans that he came out with. He had to hire hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of attorneys to be able to fight that. My point is, if you've got $1 million, you can grease the wheels a lot better than somebody who's trying to work their way up through the ranks, starting from zero. If you don't have money, then you basically can't start your own business in the United States because the bureaucracy wants a bunch of money out of you, and it costs money to jump through their regulatory hoops. Mike, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So there's a lot of folks who would like to start their own business, but they don't even know how, and if they try to start it, then the government stands in their way, and they just get flummoxed, and they quit, and they just get a job.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Richie, try that again.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Yes. All right, so we're here. We'll take your calls about anything. We've been talking about immigration and got into the question of running a business in the United States with our last caller and how, yeah, okay, there's more freedom to open up a business in the U.S. than a lot of places in
the
world.
Some states are easier than others as well.
Yeah, but New Hampshire, unless you're in a specifically regulated industry, you don't have to do much.
As far as, like, starting a business?
Yeah, whereas in places like Louisiana, you need a specific license to sell cut flowers. So, you know, pick your spectrum of insanity.
There's definitely more or less regulatory structures in different states, there's no doubt. And from country to country, there's differences. I remember years ago, and it's probably been most of 2 decades since this happened, but John Stossel, great libertarian talk guy on ABC News. This was back when he was on ABC. He did a special where he wanted to test out how hard it was to open a business in different countries.
Yep.
And you've seen this one. Okay. Yeah. So if I recall correctly, he went to like India, I think, and the United States, of course, and I believe the other one was either Hong Kong or Singapore.
I think it was, I remember Hong Kong.
Yeah, I think it was Hong Kong. But Hong Kong or Singapore both are the two top economic freedom countries on the planet. And I know Hong Kong's not really a country, but regardless, it's separate from China in a lot of different ways. And it was actually easiest for him to open a business in Hong Kong, where all he had to do was like fill out one piece of paper and sign it, and I don't know if there was even a fee involved. That was it. You're ready to go. Whereas in the United States, there was all kinds of hoop jumping, and in India, there was even worse hoop jumping, like insane levels, to where he couldn't even get it started in India because it like had to go in front of the legislature for approval or something ridiculous like that. There's definitely different levels of this, and the United States is not the most free when it comes to getting a business started. I wish it were, but it's not. And for, you know, as you were saying previously, if you've got money, yeah, You can grease the wheels. You can buy the licenses. You can pay the attorneys that you need to pay to be able to look over all the various different tomes of information and laws to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and that you can go into business.
Did you guys cover the handyman story?
Where?
I forget where it was, but it was a sting operation.
We didn't cover it, but I definitely have that in my show prep.
I was going to bring that up because those are just independent contractors, right, looking to run their own business.
Yeah.
And doing so effectively until they get, you know, caught up by the...
A sting operation that busted more than 100 people in Hillsborough County, that's the Tampa area, in Florida, for unlicensed contracting. So let's talk about that, too, because it's relevant here, and then we can get back into immigration, because it all ties in together.
But you have skilled workers, right? Like, they're contractors. They can do whatever, you know, small home repairs that you have available. They say, hey, I'm offering this service. You offer them the money. They do the work.
Done deal.
Done deal.
Everybody's happy.
Should be.
Except for the people who've got licenses who are mad that there's other people out there doing the same work less because they didn't have all the license costs.
How dare they in the free country of the United States?
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll get into the details on that story. I'm glad you brought it up because it's one of those ones we definitely need to cover here on Free Talk Live. But my point here is if you don't have the money to hire an attorney, if you don't have the money to pay the fees and the fines and the licensing nonsense,
take the hours of classes,
to go through the mandatory classes that you may have nothing, you know, that no need for whatsoever, just all these dumb arbitrary rules being placed upon you by these government bureaucrats, and then you're screwed because you don't have the ability to start your own business. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to. Just because you don't have enough money doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to strike out on your own, start small, and create something from the ground floor and build small and build slowly or whatever.
Okay, so I kind of don't want anybody listening to decide to go get a W-2 job based on this conversation. It depends on what industry you want to enter, and it depends on what state you live in.
Sure.
Some states, under the guise of safety, regulate certain industries, and you can pretty much do whatever you want in other industries. Some states are completely insane. Some states are in between.
Yes, so your mileage may vary, and you should do some
research. Wherever you're living, even if you don't have startup capital or just don't want to pay the ridiculous, you know, paying off the state, basically, to be able to open in the industry you want, there is some industry that you can get into and start up small and do it beside and build up.
It may not be the one you want, just because industries.
Right, and that's wrong. All of this is wrong, and we should just get rid of the state.
No, you're right. But people should do their research and check this out, but they shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to go and, like, figure out, all right, how do I do this legally? I need to go and do a bunch of research and spend hours and hours and hours. Yeah. If you can't afford an attorney to tell you how to do it.
I would say just do it anyway.
Well, that's tend to be how I run my life, is, you know, better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission. But even in the case of what you're saying, Melanie, like, let's say you're talking about a business that's mostly or completely unregulated in any given state. Just because that's true doesn't mean that they aren't going to regulate where you can do that business. So, for instance, you can't, in a lot of places, open up a home-based business, even though that would be the lowest cost way of doing things, because then you don't have to go and, like, get a storefront or rent some sort of industrial space.
Zone for commercial.
That's right. Now, in New Hampshire, there's usually more flexibility to do things like home-based
business.
In New
Hampshire, as long as you're not creating excessive
noise or
not excessive
traffic.
Parking issues, then they leave. You don't have to do anything special.
That's true. And it's even true here in Keene, which is one of the more regulated, you know, lefty cities in New Hampshire. But again, that's not true in a lot of cities where there's just absolutely no home-based businesses allowed whatsoever. You just can't do it. You need to go and get your go to the commercial zone and pay more, which means, again, you have to have money in order to get
town council, get permission from those guys.
Yeah.
So the situation is horrendous. I'm not disputing that. But what I am saying is, on an individual level, I think that it would behoove you to start wherever you need to start to in order to get away from the, you know, being W-2 tied to a corporation.
Yeah. I'm with Richie on this. Like, better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission. But the problem is, once you get big enough, they're going to come after you. As soon as you get, you know, there's always these stories in the news media that, like the classic example of the hair braiding lady who you know, she's been braiding hair for however many years. She learned it from her grandmother who, you know, taught it to her mother and so on and so forth. It's been passed down the line, and she's been successfully doing, like, African hair braiding in her home and has had all these customers. Well, then the news media finds out about it, and they make a, you know, one of those cool stories about, hey, look at this lady. She's a success. She's got a business. And
brought her up by her bootstraps, and look at her go now.
And it's a wonderful, like, human interest story of a successful small business. And then the government bureaucrats see it, and they're like, wait a minute, she's not on file with us. We need to go and talk to this lady. And then they ruin her life, destroy her business, and tell her that she can't do this because she's in her home and she doesn't have a home-based business license or whatever permission slip she needs to do that. But on top of that, she needs to have a hair braider's license, which, of course, they don't actually teach anything about African hair braiding in the 1,000 hours of beauty school that you have to go through to be able to get the hair braider's license from the state. And they're like, you got to do all this stuff or else we're going to put you in jail. You know?
Like, all I want to do is braid hair, man.
Right. And she was braiding hair, and everything was totally fine. So that's what people have to deal with. And that's why people, you know, when they see all these dumb government rules, they're just like, you know what? I'll just keep the job.
When, no whenever point. People, like, were to dissuade me from starting my own business or doing my own thing, like, oh, no, you got to get that license. You got to do this thing. You got to jump through that hoop. I'm like, no, I don't. Number one, no, I don't.
Yep.
I'm just going to do it. And they go, well, they're going to come after you. I'm like, well, we'll cross that bridge
when we come to it,
right? Yeah. Let me make some money on the side. Let me build up a war chest so that if and when they do come after me, I'll have some background of what I'm doing with the business and also some finances to help defend myself.
I wish more people had that attitude, but they're understandably frightened to death of these murderous state agents who can, you know, just destroy your life in an instant if that's what they want to do. Let's go to Duncan. He's in Missouri, listening to KWT. In, I believe, the Springfield area. Go ahead, Duncan.
So, been listening to these conversations. You know, free markets only work if people abide by the laws that are in place, whether you think they're ignorant or not.
What do you mean by that? How could it be a free market if there's a bunch of laws in the way?
Government's got to regulate the free market.
So I ran a dairy since I graduated high school in 1987. We sold out in 2015.
Okay.
My wife and I, we put about $200,000 in a new dairy structure. The industry was evolving faster than I anticipated. But I really feel like illegal immigrants that came in and did the mundane, bring the cows in, wash the gutters, attach the units, just the basic steps of milking cows, were partially responsible for taking the dairy dream away from our rural community.
I want to know more about that. If you can hang on, Duncan, I'll give you a chance to explain it better. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.